This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
With the great blizzard of 17 bearing down on the East Coast, it's anybody's guess as to what's going to be open for business tomorrow and Wednesday in Washington, D.C. I'm only mentioning that because, you know, the Federal Open Market Committee is scheduled to meet tomorrow and Wednesday and is widely, and by widely, I mean basically universally, expected to raise interest rates. President Trump and Fed Chair Janet Yellen have had, shall we say, an up-and-down relationship dating back to the days of the campaign. He accused her of keeping interest rates low to help President Obama. He has also said raising interest rates would be a disaster for the economy. To be fair, he has also said he has great respect for Dr. Yellen. So, bygones, I guess. But historically, relations between the Fed and the White House are often tense, as Marketplace's Sabri Benishour explains.
LBJ, Nixon, Carter, Reagan, they've all beat up on the Fed.
We have a number of times in throughout history where the Fed and the president are at odds.
Robert Barbera is at Johns Hopkins. Presidents typically want lots of jobs, fast growth. It's what they campaign on. So they don't typically want interest rates to rise and interfere with all that.
Most famously, you know, Richard Nixon apparently tried to pressure the Fed to not hurt the economy before his reelection.
Joe Gagnon is at the Peterson Institute. George H.W. Bush blamed his failure to get reelected on then-Fed Chair Alan Greenspan, saying he didn't cut interest rates enough. But that kind of tension has been rare since the 90s. In part, it's because Alan Greenspan fought back, causing presidents to reconsider picking fights with the Fed. And rates have been very low now for almost a decade. Raising them a little does not have to hurt the economy. Randy Krosner is a former Fed governor and teaches at Chicago's Booth School of Business.
The Fed raising rates approximately three times this year would be consistent with the greater optimism about growth prospects for the U.S. economy.
There are, however, ingredients for a showdown. The Fed thinks the economy will grow this year a little faster than it would like to see. Not a big deal for now. But if the Trump administration adds on tax cuts and deficit spending, that could truly overheat the economy and cause inflation, prompting the Fed to raise rates faster. Again, Robert Barbera at Johns Hopkins.
The bang together of heads comes if you get that kind of growth and you're getting into a place where you have to begin to worry about inflation pretty soon down the road.
We are not there yet. Inflation is still under target. We don't know whether we're going to get massive deficit spending. We don't know what tax cuts will look like. The range of possible outcomes, says Barbera, is as wide as he's ever seen it. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.